Councilwoman, this is not a new issue for you. You've been working on this for some time, haven't you?
Absolutely. Probably since I first arrived to the city council in 1982.
Quite some time.
But in the last decade or more, things have just really progressed. And at the end of the day, there's always the subject of economic development and jobs. And many of the older neighborhoods are usually targeted. That's where the grant money comes in. And, you know, all of these groups get together and say, you need to do this over here, do that over there. But at the end of the day, what businesses are going to move into areas that are, number one, unsafe, and number two, that are depressed with blight, not just trash blight and lack of mowing right-of-ways, but right. Human blight.
And when you say human blight, what do you mean?
What I mean, I'm talking about human beings who contribute to the demise of neighborhoods. They stand on corners all day long. They break into people's homes. They put trash on the ground, and they sell drugs. They don't work. And that is not because there are not some jobs out there. That is a result of I don't care. And as long as I have a business and I can contribute to the demise by getting young folks to do what I do, then that's the order of those type of businesses. Lottering. There should not be lottering around stores. And Melissa, more particularly, there are so many schools that are somewhat adjacent to many of these corners. And at the end of the day, the taxpayers pay, as you well know, for schools. And I just can't understand, I really don't get it, how a school is 1,000 feet away from a known corner. And, you know, you basically say, well, we've got to make an arrest on the inside or we didn't catch anybody. I don't believe that. I think that those of us who have been appointed or elected as public officials have a responsibility to make sure that every citizen has a quality of life. And if we can't do that, then we don't need to serve. And that goes for every elected official, regardless of whether you are a city councilman, whether you are a school board member, whether you are in law enforcement, or in those areas that put you out with people. We all have a responsibility.
Strong words from veteran council member Denise Lee. We'll go to your calls in just a moment as she takes on blight in the city. We want your calls about issues in your neighborhood. The number 549-2937. And so, Councilmember Lee, you are partnering with the JSO, with other city officials, attacking this in part by going after issues around abandoned buildings. Can you explain why that is so important?
Yes, I can. The city council president, Bill Gulliford, appointed an ad hoc committee to study blight. And the mayor's office and the administration, we are working together to address this blight issue. So the ad hoc committee consist of myself as the chairperson, John Cressenbenny, Councilman Cressenbenny, Councilman Gaffney, Councilman Bill Bishop, and Councilman Jim Love. And we serve as the committee along with Karen Boland, who is from the mayor's office, and Councilman Warren Jones has recently joined the committee. So the effort is to come together and stop pointing fingers as to why it's like it is and whose responsibility it is. And I believe that if you come together and you know, for instance, what the sheriff's office is doing, or you know what code enforcement is doing, or you know what this agency is doing, then you can come together and say, well, you know what? Maybe we could collectively do this. Or maybe you don't need to do that. We need to do this. So the administration has come up with a short and long range plan as to how you would address the trash blight. As you know, the city council approved legislation earlier this year to create a new division of the city of Jacksonville that will be housed in the Public Works Department, known as the Mowing / Landscaping Division. Mm-hmm. So that's one component. The other component, I believe, is equally as important, and that is the human blight. Because at the end of the day, you can mow all of the grass, you can mow all of the mediums, you can hire all of the people. But if you don't clean up the human blight, who throws the trash on the street.
Yeah. And how do you do that? Beyond doing what you're doing with, you're now getting more aggressive with the owners of abandoned properties, using what's available under the law to arrest loiterers, arrest people that you think are bringing down these neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, I would have to give the sheriff's office, Undersheriff Senefit has attended the last two human blight meetings, and they have come up with a plan headed up by Director Ivy that, for instance, if you are a business owner, they might come around and ask you to sign a document that would give law enforcement the right to arrest loiterers. Now, if that business owner is not cooperative, then that's indicative of me that you are part of the problem.
What would you say to critics of the term you've used, human blight? They think that's too loaded a term.
Well, what I would say is, what about the streets being loaded with these criminals, with these people who are taking away a quality of life? I don't think it's too loaded. As a matter of fact, I feel it's pretty lenient, because it is a word that is that sends a message. We're not talking about trash. We're talking about human trash. And I don't want anybody to think that I am not sensitive to people, because everybody that may speak to someone on a corner does not have to be a criminal. But it's no way in the world that you start at 7 a.m. in the morning and you're still on that same corner at 7 p.m. tonight. Cars are driving out. You're leaving from one spot, going to another. That's indicative of what's going on. So I can't imagine anybody that would be opposed to this says to me that they obviously don't have it going on in their neighborhoods. And it has to be a community effort. This isn't parochial. Think about it.
Lots of calls, meanwhile, emails and tweets for veteran city council member Denise Lee. What's your reaction to her campaign to clean up so-called human blight in the city of Jacksonville? 549-2937. Let's go to Stephanie on the west side. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I guess my question is more about what we can do as citizens about all of the visual pollution that we see. It seems like every time I drive down the road, there's more fluorescent lights being put up in business windows that are very distracting as a driver. Just driving through the city, I feel like we could do a lot by eliminating some of these advertisements all over the place and just cleaning it up. I mean, I hear what she's saying about human blight. I don't know if I necessarily agree with the term, but I understand the problem, and I feel probably many people don't really experience that in their community, but I can understand the stress of that. Mm-hmm. But my question is more for, you know, my area, as far as just, it looks like just a lot of decay, and it seems like...
And what part of town? You're on the west side,
yeah.
Stephanie? On
right.
the west side. Okay. Thank
right.
you. Thank you, Stephanie, on the west side this morning. What about her question, Councilwoman?
Okay. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good.
She's gone, but okay. But go ahead.
To answer that question, I think I know exactly what she's talking about. If you will notice now in some of these businesses, they are these real light neon lights that are going on in these stores. We have not addressed that specifically, Stephanie, with the committee. And keep in mind that the blight committee is just not about human blight. It's about just what you're talking about. What I would suggest is that every other Thursday, the Blight Committee meets, and we're asking citizens such as yourself to please come and participate and share with us those concerns, because I guarantee you we will work on them. For instance, on April the 5th at Everbank Field, Lot J, there is a tire buyback / sign campaign buyback, where we're asking citizens, where you see these, as you talk about pollution, tires, and all of these signs, we're asking you to bring them to Everbank Field. We're paying $2 per tire, 50 cents per sign. We're trying to clean up. So Stephanie, please come to the ad hoc committee on blight, and we will address your concerns.
And that's every other Thursday, City Hall at what time?
We meet at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
I think it's 9 or 10.
9 or 10. Okay. And we have calls, emails, and tweets from across the listening area. Let's go to Kim in Springfield. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Good morning. I appreciate Councilman Lee's effort to attempt to clean up Jacksonville, first of all. We definitely need something like that. My concern this morning is regarding code enforcement's interpretation of Operation Urban Blight. And that being said, in the past week, just the east side of Springfield, the square 1 mile square block of Springfield, was issued violations by code enforcement for things like tall grass, trash, things of that nature, which is supposed to be done. However, the properties that were cited, and there were upwards of 4 code enforcements out in this one quadrant of Springfield on one day on Friday.
Yeah, and you know, Kim, someone else just emailed me about this and attached photos for me to look at of the properties that were cited.
Correct. The children's garden was cited for some bolted lettuce. Now, when lettuce bolts, it grows straight up, and so it may look like a weed to someone, but again, it's just one little section. There were another property cited for tall grass where that neighbor had just planted flowers.
Right. So you're saying, you know, that perhaps in your neighborhood they've taken it a little too far, perhaps. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'd like to know if that's part of Councilman Lee's.
Sure. Part of what she's looking at. Thanks for that. And that's Kim in Springfield. We're getting lots of feedback from Springfield residents about this on email, too. Thank you, Kim.
Yes. Good morning, Kim. Thank you for that concern. In an effort to, and I'm not being defensive of code enforcement, but as you know, the Blight Committee is very engaged in trying to help your community and other communities. By what you're saying, it's an educational process. And with the gardens coming out now, maybe that is something the committee could look at, and we will work with code enforcement to make sure that we are cognizant of those things that may not be a weed problem. That's why we created the mowing division. This is something that division will take on, will be totally responsible for making sure that those things that are blight that are taken care of, and those things that are not necessarily blight, how will we address them? I want you to come to the Blight Committee meeting. That is a major concern. We appreciate it, and I look forward to working with you along with the Blight Committee so you're educating us, and we appreciate it. We look forward to working with you.
Lots of emails and tweets. Mike in downtown Jacksonville emails the show. I live in a nice complex in Arlington. Just the other day, I saw a resident open their car door and kick trash onto the ground and then just walk away. Some people just don't care. Bill in Springfield emails the show. Vacant and neglected homes and buildings often have tens of thousands in city fines and liens from blight citations. It makes it tough to sell these properties. This is a big problem in historic Springfield. Feedback for the ad hoc committee there. And then on Twitter, we've got lots of feedback from Lisa. We love our neighborhood in Riverside, but a house next door was vacant for 3 years in disrepair for nearly a decade. We bought it and are fixing it up. So you need buy-in from the neighborhoods, the people in the neighborhoods themselves, too.
No question. One of the things I would like to say to the listening audience is this. One of the things that the administration, along with the city council ad hoc committee, we have changed the way that the city answers the phone, for instance. You call 630-CITY, and it used to be maybe where it traveled to different areas. If you hit one now, it goes straight to where you deal with blight. So things are more or less divided so that it can address that specific need. So I would suggest we cannot do this alone. Just what you're calling in on, don't be afraid to turn in your neighbors because they're the problem. And you don't have to give your name, but the only way you are going to take back your neighborhoods is to be engaged. You know, everybody is talking about stand your ground, and I get that. But what about stand your ground for your neighborhoods? Because if we stand our ground for our neighborhoods, some of this human blight will automatically be removed because that's what's creating the criminal element.
And we have so many callers waiting on hold. Only have time for a couple more. Let's go to Sue on the South Side. Hi, Sue. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. And first of all, I want to say go, Denise. I call you from the 32225, which is East Arlington, and I have three things to make a point on. Number one, I travel throughout our city for work, and I observe, and I fail to understand why I see this, but I always see elementary children, junior high-age children, and high school children playing outside, walking on the sidewalks alone. Very rarely are they with an adult during school hours. That right there is the beginning of trouble. Second of all, if the public would know that the trash man and the garbage man drivers are there to ensure that all items are picked up, including the overage and overflow of the bins, I think that would help. So many people think that if they have an overflow that it's not going to be picked up and everything has to go in the bin. And then finally, I also suggest if our dear city would indeed enforce the laws, the codes, and the ordinances that they already have in place, this would assist in eliminating much of our issues we have today. And again, I say go, Denise.
Thank you, Sue, on the South Side. Yeah, go ahead, Council.
Good morning, Sue. Those three things that you pointed out are so important. I want to start off with the last one. You make the point. At the end of the day, the city of Jacksonville years ago updated their neighborhood plans. We can no longer continue to invest in new ideas until we deal with the ideas that are on the books, such as the laws, such as these neighborhood plans that the actual stakeholders were involved in. Number two, when you talk about the bins, I am assuming you're talking about the large trash receptacles that the garbage pick up or the JTA bins. JTA is very engaged with the ad hoc committee. As you know, they do go around and they empty their trash receptacles that are adjacent to these bus stops. But Sue, I'm going to ask you too to please come and work with the committee, your ideas, because at the end of the day, you know how legislation is created? It's created from input. It's created from people. So we look forward to working with you, and thank you so much for being involved.
And again, that ad hoc committee on blight meets, is it this Thursday at 9 or next Thursday?
We will meet this Thursday at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. on the fourth floor, in the Don Davis room on the first floor of City Hall.
And then your City of Jacksonville and City Council tire and sign buyback coming up at Everbank Field. People will receive $2 a tire, and that is coming up on
this Saturday.
This Saturday,
from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Excellent. City Councilmember Denise Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, and have a nice day.